The rhetoric from the Taliban leadership in Afghanistan is becoming more heated. Today, a Taliban spokesman endorsed Osama bin Laden's call for a holy war against the United States. And in Pakistan's capital, Islamabad, the Taliban ambassador warned that the U.S. will be at risk as long as airstrikes against Afghanistan continue. From Islamabad, NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
Taliban spokesman Abdul Hai Mutmain, speaking to the BBC from the southern Afghan city of Kandahar, today said that Osama bin Laden's movements are no longer being restricted. The Taliban for more than a year has insisted that bin Laden's communications and mobility had been curtailed. Today, however, spokesman Mutmain said Osama bin Laden is now free to wage a holy war against the U.S. "We want this," the spokesman said. "Bin Laden wants this, and America will face the unpleasant consequences." Here in Islamabad, Mutmain's warning was echoed by the Taliban's ambassador to Pakistan, Abdul Salam Zaif, speaking through an interpreter.
"As long as when the America is shedding the blood of the Afghans, it will not be beneficial to America. And we will see what comes in the future. And of course, we also say if America is continuing attacks in Afghanistan, it will not be safe."
Zaif said that Osama bin Laden and the Taliban supreme leader, Mullah Muhammad Omar, are both safe, though he would not say where. He also denied U.S. claims that the Taliban's air defenses have been neutralized and denied claims made by the opposition Northern Alliance that the Taliban's supply line to the northern city of Mazar-i-Sharif had been cut. The Taliban ambassador also rejected U.S. assertions that bin Laden's al-Qaeda organization is a terrorist group, even though in a video broadcast yesterday, an al-Qaeda spokesman warned the U.S. to expect more attacks such as the ones on September 11th. Taliban Ambassador Zaif.
"We, of course, never support any terrorist act, but it is to America to prove that, to convince that. As we do not have evidence, so we do not consider Al-Qaeda as a terrorist organization."
Zaif said that U.S. bombs and missiles have killed many civilians, but he said he did not know the exact number of casualties. "America thinks it will win this war, relying on its military might, technology, and political influence," Zaif said. "But our past history," he added, "speaks for our strong will and determination."
"America is repeating the same mistake committed by former Soviet Union. It thinks it will win over the freedom-loving Afghans by dropping food from the air. However, common people sit on fire, foods dropped by American aeroplanes. America would not be able to purchase the Afghans by money and our food."
Meanwhile, UN spokeswoman Stephanie Bunker today said that local Afghan staff had been beaten by Taliban supporters in Kabul, Jalalabad, and Kandahar, three cities which have been repeatedly targeted in the U.S. raids. All foreign UN and private aid agency staff left Afghanistan shortly after the September 11th attacks. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Islamabad.